Yo, what up? Happy 4-year anniversary to us. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou. Yo, this show is going to be about the Biggie effect. Well, my man Big just had a birthday, so we're going to go over all the influences that he had in the hip-hop game. Also, appreciate the comments, the likes, and the subscribers that are new to iTunes. We really appreciate y'all checking out the On Deck TV podcast. Support the real.
Absolutely, man. And listen, shout out to the network. New network name coming very soon. New website coming very soon. Shout out to Full Sport Press Podcast. Their latest episode is up. If you're into sports, of course you are. Everyone is. Go check that out. Also, the Ladies Room Podcast celebrated their 3-year anniversary not too long ago. Go peep out their latest episode. Also, Fresh for Dummies Podcast. They're talking to Big Baller Brand and what LeVar Ball could have done to go platinum out of the gate. We giving him tips. He need to listen and you need to listen. As Lou just said, appreciate y'all for supporting the real. These 4 years have been the shit. Here's the 4 more on a bigger scale. Here come the episode. Do what the business is.
Another 4 years in the books,
man. Happy birthday to us, man.
Happy anniversary. Tony Terry voice.
It's your Tony who?
Tony.
You mean?
Tony.
Come on, man. Listen to more than rap, man. There's more shit out here than just rap.
You R&B ass nigga, man. This is the On Deck TV podcast. If you did not know by now, I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal _ Brown on all things social media.
Nobody's checking for you on social media, bro.
That's a lie, man. What's your social media, man? In case somebody looking for you.
I am Spike Lou on social media. Shout out my man, TN Air Sam. That nigga told me this weekend, he said, man, your social media game is awful.
Shout out to him. He is spot on.
Nigga said, man, he says you're everywhere. He said, this shit's all over the place. I'm going to try to fix that.
Yeah, to step your social media game up, man.
Get out of here, nigga, like you just... Get out of here. Nigga act like you got a fucking videographer following you, dude.
Did you have anything on deck for the weekend?
This weekend was lit. We went to go see Combat.
Oh, yeah. Combat Jack Show was live down here.
Shout out Rico Wade, man. Shout out Sleepy Brown.
Yeah.
Organized Noise. Yep. Great show. Rico Wade turns up. I can clearly see that. I didn't watch the documentary on Netflix. A lot of people told me we should go check that out. Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was dope.
Nah, I didn't. I tried to watch it. I was 15 minutes in. I was out of there.
Wow.
But with that being said, I may double back being in Rico Wade, put on such a good performance at the Combat Jack live podcast. So that was dope.
Absolutely. I don't know if he plans on putting this out. I would think so.
Yeah.
Because it went out this week. If he does put it out, we strongly recommend y'all listen to it. Great stories on Puff. Great stories on Future. Great stories on L.A. Reid.
Yep.
Crack. Outcast, all of that, man. It was super dope.
Rico Wade said Dungeon Family started the strip club making it rain shit. They started it. Not BMF.
Not Jeezy.
Said Rico Wade said he had an office in Magic City. Well, in the strip club.
Absolutely. Literally.
Yeah, he said he had an office in
there. That's super dope, man. Don't forget, man, y'all check that out. All right, man, let's get to this rap shit like we always do at this time. We're going to give y'all a couple of headlines that popped off to us this week. First things first, I got to take it to the Billboard Music Awards.
My God,
I know everybody was watching.
Here you go. No, actually, I didn't even know it was on, to be honest.
My boy Drake.
Yo boy Drake.
Shut it down.
OVO Chris.
13 awards, broke the record previously held by Adele, smashed that. He had 13 acceptance speeches, what it felt like. And in one of those acceptance speeches, he, I guess, squashed the beef that he had with Ludacris, who was hosting the Billboard Awards.
The what?
Who knew that Ludacris and Drake had beef? So, bigger story, Drake winning 13 awards or the forgotten Ludacris and Drake beef?
The biggest story to me is like how Drake has surpassed everybody else that he's like used to look up to or whatever it may be. Nicki Minaj in the crowd or whatever it may be. And that shirt he had on and him just, I don't know. I'm just over the Drake show. I feel like, what's the last award show he been to?
I couldn't tell you.
I feel like he called them and was like, unless I get more awards than Adele, I'm not showing up. So y'all got to give me 14 and I got to put it on and it got to be the Drake show for me to solidify myself at the top. That's just how I feel like what he did. Now, as far as the Ludacris thing, I mean, like you said, who remembered this? Like, no one cared. Like, no one cared when Ludacris is on Breakfast Club responding to the lyric that Drake had. Like, no one cared then. So I just think it was dramatized. It was over dramatized, dude. Like, no one wanted to see this. No one needed another Drake show. Now we got to think of this at the NBA Awards too, coming up at the end of the month.
I see you, Six God. Now look, this is the Billboard Award, so this shouldn't be a shock that Drake swept this motherfucker. The Views album, which is what was considered for this award show, what did it have on there? One Dance, Controller, Hotline Bling.
I'm not saying
that's the first billion streamed album, dude. There's no shock whatsoever that he swept the awards.
I ain't need all the extra shit though. I didn't need the Ludacris shout out. I ain't need the Vanessa Hudgens, you look great. Like, okay, man, just take your awards and
he's shooting a shot, man.
No, he's not.
Clearly he was.
Yeah, he good at that though.
There you go. That's the seed.
Sniper. Steal from Michael Rappaport. That sniper move.
2 months from now, we're gonna see him with whoever Vanessa Hutchinson is. I'm not even sure who that is. I'm gonna be real.
What?
Who is that?
She all right. She used to be on the Disney Channel.
You watch the Disney Channel, my nigga?
That's how I know who she is, nigga. I looked her up when he said that.
Chester the Molester.
She did look amazing. I ain't never seen her on there. But with that being said, he definitely is a sniper. Got that in the bag. And I don't know what you talking about. What you say, 2 months from now?
Okay, yeah, maybe. They might have already happened.
That night? Backstage? Let's go.
Hey, but you know what, though? When he gave the initial shout-out to Ludacris, I'm thinking to myself, what is he talking about? I even tweeted out Drake and Luda beef, who knew? Because I couldn't remember.
Wait.
But.
The biggest question.
What's that?
Why was Ludacris at a Billboard Awards
show? He was hosting it.
Why?
He keep getting them checks.
Why is Ludacris here hosting it? What happens?
Why are you hating?
It's not hating. I'm asking a legitimate question.
It's good management.
It's not a better rapper than Ludacris to host it. I'd rather have Drake host it. They might as well have him host it. He won 13 awards. Why is Ludacris hosting Billboard Awards?
Luda has transitioned his career from a rapper to an entertainment personality. That's the smart play. That's how you keep getting them checks and you keep that long money coming in.
Is he good?
Is Ludacris good? Is funny. He's a funny person.
Is he? You laughed when he was hosting the awards?
I was barely watching. I was only there for the Drake performance.
Now you were barely watching. You seen all 13 Drake speeches, but now you were barely watching.
I was only there for the Drake performance.
Was Ludacris funny?
He's okay.
Nah, he's some slaw and you don't want to see. Get out of here, dude. Ludacris not funny. He's not. All I'm saying is this. I'm not mad that they're giving him the opportunity to get that bread. That's perfect. I'm never hating on nobody going to get that bread.
Okay.
But what I will say is he's just not good.
Like he's not good at Fast and Furious. Well, you don't watch Fast and Furious.
I haven't seen it.
So you no wonder.
I'm not a Ludacris fan.
You're clueless.
I'm not going to watch Fast and Furious because Ludacris in there as you did.
Get a clue.
I'm going to. I don't listen to his music either. I mean, it's Ludacris, dude.
I'll say this just to give people a reminder of what that beef was.
And
you Drake and Luda, and you referenced the song he where he referenced the chick playing, not wanting to hear Drake's tape.
She said he'll never be better than Luda,
right? And she wanted to take Drake tape out and listen to Ludacris. But it actually came before that when Drake accused Ludacris of stealing Big Sean flow. Big Sean, the super duper flow, is what it's dubbed.
Wait, you mean Ludacris of stealing? You mean Big Sean stealing Ludacris?
Nah, Ludacris stealing Big Sean flow, the super duper flow. Let me tell you what the super duper flow is, man. Take a seat. Get your pencil and pad out. I'm going to tell you what this shit is. Remember about 5, 6, 7 years ago when everybody and their mama was using the flow where they would say a metaphor, but instead of saying like or as, they would just pause. So it was, it's going down, basement, or coming up the street like a parade, Macy's. Like, niggas was doing that heavy. Drake did it. Nicki did it. Big Sean created that on his mixtape. Nobody was doing it before. Nobody was doing it before.
Wow.
So Ludacris got on my chick bad and said it's coming down the street like a parade. Macy's. And Drake said, man, why you stealing niggas' flows? That's just whack. Like, do your own thing, even though Drake has used that same flow 1,000 times. Mm. So Ludacris came out with a diss song called Bada Bing.
As he should.
Let's just play a quick clip of Bada Bing to give people a reminder.
Yeah. Counterfeit rappers say I'm stealing they flows, but I can't steal what you never made up, bitch. Y'all some duplicate rap cloning niggas. I manufacture you hoes. Put on your makeup, bitch. Let me explain. Nothing's been new since Big Daddy Kane. Flows will get recycled, passed around to different names. But what's the same? That every verse I spit is insane. Got more styles than any rapper in the game. 11 years and still counting. And y'all get a couple hit records, make some noise, and have the nerve to start shouting. Who's gassing them? They blowing smoke up your ass. You fired up, but I'm just puff passing them. Until they roaches buried in my ashtray. Nigga, burn slow. Better pray like it's your last day. You lying to yourself. Just admit it. May not like the way I used it, but you know you ain't invented, boy. Do your research before you make a claim so bogus that's disrespecting pioneers in the game. Fuck the fame, but go ahead and get your 5 minutes. Then you frontline cadets can report to your lieutenant. The fact that he told Drake he can get his 5 minutes. Man, the fact that we forgot about this.
And 7 years later.
See, this go to how cold and diabolical of a villain that Drake is, right? Yep. You hosting the Billboard Awards, you Ludacris, you went Fast and Furious, you're doing your thing. You
for
think
sure.
Eating, like you said, he doing well for himself. And absolutely. I'm not going to be a hater and say that he's not.
Absolutely.
Even though I'm not a fan. Drake, being the petty person that he is, he like, yeah, I see you, my nigga. I see you with your little Billboard Award host thing. I did that at the ESPYs. You know what I'm saying? I see you with your little movie. I got some on the way.
Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about that. And I want to just say face to face, whatever he said after that.
Yeah.
But what I do feel like is that Drake is the type of guy that he definitely wasn't showing love. He was being petty.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Why else would you say, like, I ain't got nothing to say to Ludacris.
Because Ludacris was, he probably hasn't seen him in years.
Who has?
That's what I'm saying. So let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room in case you were wondering.
No, that's what I'm saying. Ain't no elephant though. Like I done crushed Meek since you. I done crushed Common.
Tory Lanez.
I done crushed Tory. I done crushed plenty of niggas. I ain't gotta go circle all the way back and let people know that I crushed this irrelevant rapper. I ain't got this nigga that's hosting the Billboard Awards. This nigga is now doing movies because he can't do music, and I'm not hating on Ludacris at all. He cold.
It sounds like you hate him.
But he cold, though. I'm just not a fan.
Okay.
So with that being said, for Drake to even say something, even like when he did the thing with Kendrick.
Right.
Like he slick, he throwing slick little shots trying to be the petty nigga in the room. And he gonna get crushed, I'm telling you.
Man,
it's gonna have to be Kendrick, and Kendrick gonna have to say something directly, but he can't keep, Drake gonna keep manipulating these little petty situations, I think.
Yeah, very funny situation. Nice little throwback right there, because I swear I didn't remember that song until he brought it up, and I got to thinking real hard. Moving on, though, we keep it Young Money. Nicki Minaj, she was on Ellen. I'm sure you were watching.
I wish I had a scene that Ellen funny as shit.
And Ellen is funny, the motherfucker, gonna be real. Mm-hmm. They was on there talking about relationships and shit that Ellen talks about with a guest.
Type of shit you watch.
Not at all. Yeah. And of course, Nas' name came up. Those dating rumors were fresh off the press. And she kind of confirmed it, but not really. Said she had spent the night over there a couple of times. They had smashed.
She said he spent the night over her crew.
I thought she went over there.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, she went over there.
Oh, okay. So he was watching it.
Nah, I just watched the clip.
Yeah, nigga.
She spent the night over his crib. They're dating, but not really. She's abstinent, but not. I don't know.
What?
The question is, who is this a better look for? Is this a better look for Nas or a better look for Nicki?
Is there a C? Is there a neither?
Really?
Yeah.
You just hating on everybody. You hating on Luda. You hating on relationships.
I'm hating on relationships. What we labeling is black love.
Hashtag black love, dude.
Are these relationship goals now? Nas and Nicki are relationship goals.
Already.
I'm saying, for Nicki,
and I'm not a relationship expert in any sense of the word.
But I am.
Yeah, you could, yeah, you're writing a book and everything.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. With that being said, I just don't know, like, what Nas get out of this, right? I feel like Nas would be going for something different at this stage of his life. Not to say Nicki not, like, top-notch. Not to say she not A-list. I just don't feel like that's what Nas would be going for at this point in time, right? I think it boosts Meek up a little bit. Because Meek can always say she had to go up with, like, Nas to follow up with Meek.
And which is clearly an upgrade.
So Meek wins out of this situation more than anybody.
Yeah, because if she would have went to somebody lower than Meek.
Yeah, then Meek could be, then Meek looked like the.
Right.
She had to went back to Safari or Sarif.
Oh, my God.
Whoever, my God. Whatever the dude's name
he
is.
He looked like a square.
Exactly. So with that being said, it's Nas and she teasing it. They're going to slow roll it out to see how people feeling about it. She trying to, like, carve a little lane that's similar to J and B with the whole relationship thing. I get it. I just don't. If I'm Nas, I don't know if that's what I'm signing up for at this age. I don't know.
I think
I ain't hate no Nicki at all.
I think it's a good look for Nas.
You think it's a good look for Nas?
Yeah, I mean, look. What's Nas? 40? What is Nas? 45-ish? We're giving him that. He around J age.
Right. So you date Nicki Minaj at 45?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I just asked.
No, I'm dating a 30-something if I'm 45. You shaking it off wham with that. But let's go ahead and put that out there.
But Nicki Minaj.
Go ahead and get you a 30-something.
Nicki Minaj, though?
Why not? She a boss.
You're Nas. I'm not saying that she's not a boss. I'm saying Nas, his whole career, has been the type of person who stayed away from this specific type of thing, having us discuss his relationship in hip-hop news. You know what I'm saying?
He like married Khalees, dude. What are you talking about? Like, come on.
You compare Khalees to Nicki?
She's an upgrade. That's my point.
I'm saying that Nicki brings a lot more attention than Khalees would have.
And Nas made
Khalees popular. Nas don't want that at 45 is what I'm telling you. He didn't want it at 30. Why he gonna want it 15 years later? That's what I'm saying.
He got to come out of shell, man. Like, it's
at
time.
At 45, niggas don't come out of their shell at 45,
got
dude.
To at some point in time, man. If you want to remain successful, you gotta. It's a new day and age, bro.
He has, without coming out of his shell, with doing the Nas thing, and I just don't feel like this is a Nas type brand move.
You can keep it private. So wait, hold on. Are you saying he should have got somebody regular, or he should have got maybe like an older actress?
I shouldn't know about it. It shouldn't be like Nas ain't the Instagram post revealing of the relationship, dude. It's not Nas.
He just gets tattoos on his arms.
I don't care what he does. Like, if it's 90s and he does get the tattoo on his arm,
he just gets the Khalees tattoo on
but
his arm.
But you still got to catch that, though. You know what I'm saying? Is he taking pictures of that?
I don't know. Exactly. I don't follow Nas. Does Nas have an Instagram?
I don't even know if he got it. That's what I'm saying. Right. So this is totally different from what Nas is. I don't know if it would work because I don't feel like Nas is that type of dude. No, like, no knock to Nicki or anything like that. I just don't feel like that Nas is that type of dude at 45 or whatever it may be that wants to be in that type of spotlight. Like, Meek want that. We seen what she brought to Meek. You know what I'm saying? We seen what that did for Meek Mill. Nas doesn't want that.
But we've seen her. She was going with Safari for 18 years before
that
she got with Meek.
He's not even in this conversation.
Hold on, though. She was going with Safari that entire time, and nobody knew about that shit because they kept it low. So she has the ability to keep shit low if Nas is like, yo, we going to chill.
Bro,
she didn't break the news on Ellen. She danced around it.
She did break the news on Ellen. I'm on Ellen talking about sleeping over Nas' house. Yes, y'all go together, dude, or whatever you call it. Whatever it is, you're dating or you're hooking up, whatever it may be.
That's light.
Is it light?
That's light.
Ellen. You know how much Ellen get a day? Nigga, that's Ellen. That ain't light. Nah, it's hot about that right now.
That's a good look for Nas.
He's hot about that Instagram.
This is going to make Nas relevant again.
Nas ain't never. He ain't.
Bro, he hasn't dropped the album in years.
That's what I'm saying. He's not banking on being relevant. That ain't what make Nas Nas, though. Nas ain't got to do that.
He should, though. Nah. This is a new day, bro. Welcome to social media, Nas. Somebody hand him an iPhone and show him Twitter and Instagram.
Why?
This is Snapchat, Nas. This is how you remain relevant in the 21st century.
So disrespectful to the
guy. I'm just saying, dude, get with the times, bro.
I ain't saying he ain't with the times. I'm just saying he may not want to do all of that shit.
With that being said, I'm still waiting on that Nas album. I'll check it out.
Nas album done.
They said that last year.
Nas album done.
Man, let's talk about somebody album who is done.
Who is that?
Harvard graduate. That's a big statement right there. Harvard graduate. I hope I don't fuck his name up. Obasi Shaw. That's what we're going to run with.
That's close enough.
He's a Harvard graduate who submitted Harvard's first rap album as his thesis. So instead of doing a collection of poems or an essay, he actually turned in a physical album. It was 10 tracks. He wrote it himself. He'd been working on it for about a year and a half. Level 1 to 10, how dope is this?
That's 10. To be able,
easy.
Easily to be able to meet the criteria at Harvard in that format. And I don't know if they gave him the option to do so, if he just thought about it and ran about his professor and then got the go ahead. I don't know what happened prior to, but even to come up with that format and do that, that's fire.
That's cold.
You know what I'm saying? That's cold. And even the subject in which he spoke on the album, I feel like that was dope. And he addressed all of that stuff in a real dope way. And what did he talk about
today? So he said it combines elements of Middle English poetry with issues of racial identity in America. The 10 tracks tell stories of different characters' perspectives living in America today. Now, you can go listen to the album. It's on SoundCloud.
Is it on iTunes?
I don't know. That's a good question. He might as well put a barcode on that shit.
Drop that.
Woo. Fuck it.
Gotta have a connect.
Get a deal off that shit in hand.
Easy. Drop that little one album thing.
But he ain't stunning. He said he finna do a internship in Seattle for like big dog engineer shit. So he next level with it.
He graduated with it in another field. Like, he ain't trying to be in the music industry, which makes this to me even more dope. Not to do this to try to pump your mixtape. And I like, at Harvard graduating, we're like, bro, check out my mixtape. Like, nah, he got a job lined up. He good all and all that stuff. So I like it. I think this is fire. I think this is dope. So my question from this was, if you, you ain't got to be at Harvard, but you had to present a thesis.
On an album?
Yep. What album would you choose as your thesis?
This is easy as fuck.
Oh, my God.
So easy.
I know what you're going to say, I think.
Tupac, the Don Caluminati, 7 Day Theory.
I thought you was going to say True to the Game.
Nah, even though that I could have, but I ain't want to milk it. We've been talking about No Limit a lot. Tupac, Machiavelli, Don Caluminati, 7 Day Theory. It's easy. Obviously, we know when it dropped, right after it came out, when he died. We look at the cover, got him on the cross. The symbolisms with the numbers, the 7 Day Theory. When you look at the conspiracy theories, he died at 4:03. You add 4 and 3, it goes 7. He died
on all of that.
I'm going through all of that. The intro, a dude says, "Shook shot me at the very beginning." Like, I'm tying it into his death, and I'm getting an A++ just me thinking about it. That shit is fucking amazing already.
You clearly cheated, because it's the only album you can do that with.
But you didn't have another album? You was going to say that one?
I mean, if you're going to cheat like that, then I would leave it at that too, as far as being interesting, but just using the topic of the album.
Yeah, you can do that too.
I'm going Good Kid, Mad City.
That's cool too, though. I ain't killing that, but that's still cool.
No, I didn't killing that at all. I would give Pac the GOAT theses on that, but I would go next Good Kid, Mad City, as far as the whole theme, the skits, how it was put together, how it ended, the whole telling the story, and the bars of it. I feel like that one day will be looked at like To Pimp a Butterfly, as far as a classic.
And you could say too, though, how that tied into To Pimp a Butterfly. I think that would be a dope thesis, how the two albums tie into each other. Cause you could you look at To Pimp a Butterfly as like a part two, like a sequel of some sort, of him kind of getting shit, growing up, getting out of the street life, getting around them niggas that he was around, kind of getting that is deepening rap. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just a question. I can't listen to that shitty ass album, so I'm just asking it to the people who have listened to it. I think that'll be a dope thesis, though.
That's a good idea. You have another one? That's it.
I mean, I can go for, I could pick a P album and break that shit down. But you know what I would do? I would take Mac World War III, because he predicted his own situation.
What's the name of that song?
I could do a thesis on that song and how that predicted his current situation, being locked up for 30 years for something he didn't do.
Found the name of that song. We got to get the name of that song. If I were to do another
one. Was it Genocide?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
If I were to do another one, I think it would be.
I'm smart as fuck, by the way.
Trap music, and that's not being smart. I would do Trap Music, T.I. I think that was one that went through the tales of him being who he was, a young dope boy trying to do music, whatever it may be, and going through different phases. Also had the hits in there to try to be appealing to the mainstream, but not going away from what he felt like that he needed to do. So I think trap music would be a fly one too.
That'll be dope, man. But shout out Abasi Shah though. Super dope. All right, moving on. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg dropped the album Slick out of nowhere over the weekend. Never Left is what it's called.
And it's banging.
Yeah, I like it too. If you listen to it, it's Snoop going back to his roots again. He did that last year with the Kool-Aid. Kind of rapping like it. Snoop has found the fountain of youth. Nigga. Yeah, he was talking that street shit.
Yeah, with G shit.
All day on the album, kind of taking it back to the 90s with it. He's already talking about what his next album is going to be and how it's going to sound.
What's that?
He said he's going to make a gospel album for his next project. He said it's always been in his heart.
A what?
A gospel album. He said it's always been in his heart. He's always wanted to do it, but it didn't make sense until now. Now, my question is, does it make sense? Is this a good or a bad idea for Snoop to drop a gospel album now?
I think it's a consistent idea.
How, Sway?
Because Snoop always can flip the script, whether it be Snoop lying,
yeah,
going back to the gangster shit,
yeah,
doing the singing with the auto-tune.
With for
Snoop,
real?
Like, Snoop is brilliant in the fact that he's always been able to recreate himself whenever he needs a buzz. If I got to go do a show with Martha Stewart, if I got to coach a football team, if I got to be on ESPN 60 for 60, I can wear
60 for 60?
30 for 30.
Okay.
I can wear all. Actually, it was ESPN E60.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking
of. I can wear all of those hats. Who catches that, by the way? Anyway.
A smart nigga.
Snoop can. Nah. Snoop can wear all of those hats.
Yeah.
And my thing with this, and why I feel like it's brilliant, because even with just dropping the gangster album, it don't take away from it. You ain't looking like, oh, Snoop milking it. Nah, it's Snoop. Like, Snoop is probably one of the most relevant rappers, not based off bars, not based off anything, like it just being around and being consistently Snoop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's important. Like, we don't put him on the level of Jay-Z or Puff Daddy or Dr. Dre, anything of that nature. But with that being said, you have to consider him as one of the smarter businessmen in rap, because he can always make himself relevant, recreate himself, do different things to get in the news. Like, we're talking about Snoop, and he just dropped an album, and we're talking about a gospel album.
I agree 100% with everything you said, and with all of that being said, this is a horrible idea.
To do a gospel album? Why?
Yes. Bro, I don't want to hear a gospel album. First of all, I don't want to hear a gospel album, period. I'm gonna be 100% honest. I most definitely don't want to hear one from Snoop. Like, does this mean it's going to be clean? Is it going to be all organs on every track? Is Lecrae going to be featured?
Bro, I'm not listening to a second of this.
Oh, no. So then it's not a good idea if nobody's going to listen to it.
Somebody will, though, because he remixed the beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, and shit that Shirley Caesar did. She put it on her page. People listen to the song. I can't think of the name of the song right now.
Me neither.
You name it, it's a holiday song.
Right.
Talking about how he cooked at his house and used the beans, greens, and shit on the
right.
Plate. With that being said, just because it's Snoop Dogg and people want to hear it to laugh, they'll go listen to it. I ain't necessarily saying that he's doing it as a joke or to be funny, but fans of Snoop Dogg, at least some of them, they going to go listen to this album.
I'm a huge Snoop Dogg fan, and I skipped that Snoop Lion phase.
I
skipped that singing Snoop with Pharrell, that Bush shit.
Skip that bullshit. You ain't trying to laugh at Snoop, though.
I'm only listening to the Snoop gangster shit, even if he's 100.
All right, so did you look at the Snoop Martha Stewart shit?
That shit's funny, yes. Okay. I do watch that, though. When he's on the roast on Comedy Central, he's funny.
Yeah, Snoop funny.
When he's on VH1, that shit's funny. He's the most recognizable rapper in history.
He on Friday Night Tikes. Yeah, I give you that.
All of that. Yeah. I'm with all of that, but I'm not with every move that Snoop makes, because I'm not here for the gospel album. It just doesn't make sense, number one. And I don't know what it's going to sound like. Is it going to sound like Kanye intro? With the Pablo shit, with the organs and chants, like, is it gonna sound like that?
He gonna have Charlie Wilson. He gonna have
Faith. Yeah,
he gonna have Michelle.
I don't want that. Williams. Michelle who?
That's necessary.
Yeah, I'm good. We gonna have Mary and shit.
Tough. Let's go.
I'm ultra straight on that.
I'm not listening to it, but like, he gonna do all of that. Yeah.
He should have just retired with the last.
Why
fucking
do he gotta
album.
Retire though? He's Snoop. He can still make music.
Go
you
out
want,
on
you
top.
Want another Jay-Z album?
Go out on top.
You want another Jay-Z album, but you telling Snoop to retire? Why?
Absolutely. Snoop don't even write a shit no more.
It doesn't matter.
That means
he's
a lot.
He's Snoop Dogg. I'm Snoop. I ain't got to write my shit. Have my shit ready when I get to the yo. I'm high. I'm old. I ain't got time to do this shit.
Put out a young nigga, bro. We hold on. Now, we complain about niggas like Funk Flex holding down their radio spot for 100 years, not passing the torch.
He did.
Where's Snoop's protege?
We seen this shit on Moguls.
Where's he at?
I don't know the nigga name.
You talking about the singer?
I don't know. No.
October?
I heard the October London dude.
He hard, though.
He pumping him. I like that.
He hard.
I'm talking about the other young cat that he told was the future of Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Where's he at?
It ain't Snoop's fault if he ain't gave him no records or ain't got no records good enough for Snoop to push.
Snoop could have gave him some of this shit on here. He dude probably writing the shit for Snoop.
I seen Snoop retweet some stuff from Starlito and Trip.
He retweeted the ticket.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that them ain't Snoop young niggas.
Right, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that. Saying. Yeah, I mean, so Snoop going to the show. He trying to pump it as much as he can. He pumping Lito and Trip 2 and the Step Brothers Karate in the Garage tour. Shout out to them.
Absolutely.
But also, he pumping his young niggas that's on that bill.
That's true.
So, yeah.
But pass the tour, Snoop.
He done passed it. He got young niggas in the league, man. Snoop got kids he done coached in his little league team that's in the league.
I can respect
right
and
now,
accept
shaking
that.
It. That's passing the torch.
Let's speak for another young rapper before we hit this music break. NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah.
Yo boy.
Out. Fresh out. Let's go.
He has been released from prison.
Let's do work.
Now, this is your man.
Yeah, this is my guy.
You've been pumping him for a couple of months.
It's my guy.
He got some advice from fellow Baton Rouge artist Boosie.
Who's also my guy.
On IG.
Dropped a new mixtape this week.
There's no way Boosie dropped a new mixtape.
It's called my favorite mixtape. Old Boosie songs, yes. Check that out.
You're the only nigga on earth that knew that.
I actually did not know it. I just happened to be searching Boosie on iTunes and it popped
for
up.
What?
It's new.
How the fuck would you search? Anyway. All right, so NBA YoungBoy, he is really like a hot up and coming artist, man. He just kind of keeps getting in legal trouble. But he was released. He's awaiting some trial hearing or sentence hearing, some shit.
Attempted murder from a drive by.
God damn, 12. NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah.
All right, so. The bottom line was, Boosie said, congratulations, I'm glad you out. Get out of Baton Rouge now. We hear that sentiment a lot. Home is not always where the heart is. Sometimes that's what gets you in the most trouble.
Yep.
If you're a young up-and-coming artist that may be in and out of trouble, mm-hmm. and you're in a city like a Baton Rouge, where would you go to jumpstart your career? If you already kind of slick popping, like he fuck around and be on the freshman class, like he already kind of
like he got a little buzz. He ain't just struggling. Like he ain't gonna go down there and be sleeping on the floor.
Right. Where would you go if you was on his level right now?
I'm going to Miami, baby.
I'm
going to Miami, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because
cocaine and strippers?
Nah. Well, I mean, maybe after I leave the studio, but nah, no cocaine at all.
Wow.
But with that being said. I would go to Miami just because I feel like it would be totally different from Baton Rouge, right?
Okay.
And then there may be an adjustment period. He may need to hook up with some people who local there. I don't need him in Pork and Beans. I don't need him up too far for a lot of there.
Triple
I don't
C's.
Need him doing all of that. I need him right there on Miami Beach, like right there where like you feel like you kind of away, right?
With them condos.
Yeah, if you got enough money to do that, I want him to do that. And be right there in that element, be able to rap about that stuff as a young dude coming from Baton Rouge, being able to see that, giving his perspective on that to us. I feel like that'll be refreshing, removing him from that stuff, even though we know he's not fake.
Right.
He done been through it, but now you living a cool life. You ain't made it. You ain't just the biggest star.
Right.
But I feel like if you could put yourself in that situation to feel like you have, you know what I mean, get a good little mansion down there or something like that that you can rent out. You ain't gonna be there.
Get
much.
The condo, man. Just get the condo.
Now we're gonna do the mansion. You gotta do the mansion. Niggas
30
gotta,
flows
this
up.
This nigga gotta come with him, though. You know what I'm saying? He ain't the only nigga that's coming down.
True.
So with that being said, you and a couple of your friends, you don't need the whole entourage. Y'all relocate to Miami. You try to hook up with Khaled. That's a long shot. But with that being said, if you down there, you buzzing, you hook up with the young guys, Denzel Curry, those guys down there in Miami that's on the same stuff, maybe do some stuff with Kodak.
Right.
And that show that you're up to what's going on. You ain't strictly on no Baton Rouge gangster shit. You out of your element. You working with other artists in another area. It's a fly area. You can do fly shit. You can rent the boats. You can get under the jet skis. You know what I'm saying? You can do the shit with the fly foreign girls down there. That's the perfect scene for somebody like him that's that age. Because L.A. kind of played. We seen that before.
So, first of all, you mentioned the one reason why he shouldn't go to L.A., which was Kodak Black. Can you imagine him and Kodak Black kicking it? No, bro.
What, you say L.A.? You mean Miami?
I mean Miami, excuse me. No, bro.
Yeah, they shaking it.
Yeah, they doing more
NBA
than shaking
young
it.
Boy, hey, Kodak?
He can't learn nothing from dude. You need to be around nothing. People that you can learn something from. He's a young, impressionable dude who is facing attempted murder charges on one side. On the other side, he's facing a bubbling rap career, dude.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that. But I wasn't sending him down there like to learn from Kodak Black. That's more so going to come from a Trick Daddy, a Rick Ross, a DJ Khaled. People like that that you would get around us down there. That would be my expectation, because I don't think that he's a fake dude. I feel like that he's authentic enough to be able to go down there and build those relationships with somebody like a Gunplay. Somebody that could tell him, hey, man, because he done had them charges.
Where? Yeah,
Gunplay has.
Clearly.
So I feel like he would be somebody that could tell him, like, look, it's cool to be who you is and not be on no sucker shit, but at the same time, there's a limit to it.
He needs to move to L.A., and I'm going to tell you why.
How did I know you were going to say L.A.?
Because it's the obvious answer.
Why?
You need to level up.
He going
to
go out there and game, man?
Nah, not at all. He don't need to move to Bompton. He needs to move to L.A.
Okay.
He needs to move to L.A. He needs to level up. Now, L.A. has had mixed results of rappers moving there.
Yo boy Rich Boy went out there, remember?
Rich Boy went out there, got lost in the sauce, and disappeared. But so did P. P moved out there and got right.
He went if to you Oakland wanna, and went to L.A.
Nigga, he needs to go somewhere west. It's more relaxed. They're not going to look at you crazy. They're more accepting of different cultures and shit in L.A. You're not a fucking outcast. No, there's no crab in the barrel shit with your homeboys or your fake friends hating on you like they are back home. Mm-hmm. You get away from that shit. You've been in it long enough. You're talented enough to tell the story without having to sit in the middle of it, dude. You don't need to be sitting on the porch to rap about sitting on the porch, dude. I think he's talented enough to do that in another setting. Go to L.A. Dreezy moved to L.A. It's been cooking ever since.
Dreezy's a female. It's different, though.
Chief Keef moved
to
L.A.
She's a successful young woman. It's different.
Chief Keef moved to L.A., and we haven't heard of him in the news doing no dumb shit that's lately.
But he's not popping either, though. I feel
he
like
was when he moved, though. Don't do that.
I feel like you would go out there and lose the authenticity that is.
No, you wouldn't.
But you're going to be out there trying to be in movies. You're going to do all that other type of stuff.
You're trying to level up
out in L.A. That's cool. But I don't feel like he's there yet. He ain't old. I don't feel like that he at the point where he can go to L.A. and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out here and do these movies. Like, they're going
to
introduce him.
You don't have to do
coke.
Movies and all. You ain't got to be Silicon Valley is, and shit.
That's the dream that they trying to sell him in L.A. If you in music and you basing around music in Miami, I feel like it's going to be more conducive to his situation.
Nah, you right across the bridge, right across the bullshit. You okay. Too close, bro.
With
too
that
close
being
to the
said,
bullshit.
Okay, with that being said and being close, I also feel like that Houston would be a cool location.
Nah, I can respect
that's
that.
Close. It's not far. It's not different from your culture as far as like you still South. Hook up with somebody like Slim Thug. You hook up with somebody that could teach you that independent. Yeah, the independent game where you ain't necessarily even got to go through no labels or whatever. You can eat and get bread. I feel like once you start getting bread in that independent lane like that, you ain't got to worry about the attempted murders. You ain't got to worry about the legal troubles with him, because that money going to be more important, at least from what I gather from his rhymes.
I want to see NBA YoungBoy win. Turn a negative into a positive.
Because he cold.
Take some lemons, make them lemonade. You know how that go. So shout out to him. No date has been set on his sentence hearing. More on that later. We'll keep you posted, man. Check out his music, though, if y'all not on it, man. Mm-hmm. You might fuck with it. All right, music break. Shout out to, I love the Rap Chat on Facebook, man. Shout out to all 660 members of the Rap Chat on Facebook.
Y'all. Let y'all post. Look, wait, man, before we get into this music, don't go there posting your bullshit streams. I'm finna do one of my rants. You can cut your phone off.
Popping.
One of your bullshit streams, like with your music, and sign up for this, and I got beats. Like, bro, that's not what it's there for. We there to have genuine conversation about rap shit.
Right.
We don't, or other stuff if it's popping enough.
That's
so I don't want to see your like mixtape links, bro. I don't want to see your beat links. I don't want to see your party club links. We don't want to see none of that in the On Deck TV Rap Chat. That's it.
Absolutely. I second that. What we do want to see is questions like, hey, can I get a poppin' underground artist? And then everybody flood those comments with poppin' underground artists. We appreciate that. Good looking. We're going to take one.
Mm-hmm.
Debo was a name that was mentioned.
Shout out to Kari Smith.
Absolutely. He's this cat is from Indianapolis. We listened to a couple of his joints. We got to play this one featuring Scarface.
Yes.
It's called Never Tell. Y'all check out Debo.
It's just some shit that I never say. It's just some shit I won't never reveal. Them bitches told me I never excel. But my junk is lame, I cook it so well. When she got dusty, I ain't speak what I saw. Say they gon' kill me, La Taylor strap I lost. I bought them pistols with spray for my dog. I told my big brother, hold on, we gon' ball. They say, oh boy, and them killers. Oh, bitch, we killers too. See, I don't sneak about it, I don't diss about it, I'm trying to get it too. They say they round the corner. Well, act like we round the corner. I'm trying to hit a nigga, let his last visit be right to the corner. See, I don't fuck with mollies, but you bitches do. Nigga, fuck a molly, yeah, they sound crazy, go in any cool. Bitch, we ready for war. Ain't no please, don't want pennies. My little niggas told Simmy, shoot for the mazzy like Benny. I been running, baby, crazy, but they ain't nothing new. Sis a little fucked up, but I never pull up with nothing new. But all about my brothers, I'm shooting up funerals too. I love my sister dearly, about this bitch, I'm killing you. It's just some shit that I never said. It's just some shit I won't ever reveal.
All right, man, that was Debo from ND. Repping ND, man. Shout out to Indianapolis in the building.
They getting money in Indianapolis.
What you thought about that, though?
I like that song. It was banging. I fuck with Debo. I listened to that tape.
How was it, though, for real?
He on some real shit. I like his flow. He got to broaden the topic point and what he talking about a little bit. Give me a couple of curveballs. I ain't mad at the album at all, but I like it. I'm gonna listen to it again. Actually,
I haven't listened to the album. I will say I do. That song right there was cool, though. I'm not mad at that song. Mm-hmm. Scarface did his thing on there. We didn't play it, but he did his thing.
Scarface been doing a lot of like underground features.
Really?
I mean, I'm just speaking of him, Star. Like,
true.
I mean, it ain't necessarily people that you would hear Scarface with.
I will say this though. I ain't gonna. I hate the name Debo. I'm gonna come clean.
Why?
Because you automatically associated with Friday. That's automatic. But again, then again, that's my generation.
I was going to say, they give him a reference point.
You see what I'm saying? That's like calling yourself Machiavelli. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You just,
nah, I don't do that.
It's like naming your record label No Limit. Like, it just doesn't. I remember when G Herbo came out, his record label was No Limit. And he need an older nigga to be like, yeah, tough. You got to be like, bro, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like you just, it's, you got to understand the shit that came before you in the culture that was so heavy in the culture that you can't do that. It just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm saying. So when I hear Debo, you automatically think of Fry, like there's no way around it. But then again, I don't know. He might be a young dude, though. So young niggas that he's targeting might not give a shit about the first Friday.
I feel like he could flip that. I feel like he could flip that name and people not, well, they're always probably associated with Friday, especially with our generation.
Right.
But I feel like he could manipulate that in a fashion where it would be to his benefit.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Make a dope video about this shit. Like,
Debo, some Friday shit. Like, you can play off that. You got some content right there. And everything is about content nowadays.
Fair enough. All right, man. We're talking Biggie. Biggie's birthday just passed. He would have been 45. It's crazy.
Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sipping champagne when we thirsty.
Absolutely, man. So we only thought it was right to kind of talk about what Big Legacy is in 2017.
Yep.
Where he made his biggest dents in the game. And I feel like we have four very strong points as to where Biggie is prevalent now, just as much now as he ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kick it off. Or I'll throw one out there. You tell me how accurate this is.
Okay.
I think that his rap sound and style is just as prevalent now as it was ever. I know you can speak to that in terms of your voice. We've seen rappers come and go that sounded just like this nigga.
Yep.
We've seen people use style. We hear Jay using bars and shit.
They try to look like him.
Explain how Biggie's rap style and sound are still prevalent today.
I feel like Biggie was the first fat, fly nigga, like I could do on some gangster shit, and I can tell you this. Or I could pull up and be on some other shit where there ain't even no gangster shit. I could tell you a story and have you mesmerized. Biggie was a type of guy in which you could see him in Versace or you could see him in Cohart and Tim's. Like, all of it made sense. Like, it wasn't like nowadays, if you see a rapper who you're used to, like Snoop, like we were just talking about, you see them doing a certain thing, it's totally different when Snoop come out and do a gospel album. I ain't saying that Biggie could have did a gospel album, but what I am saying, it didn't alarm people when he was on a Total album, but at the same time did the Notorious Thugs album. Like that's a totally different thing. But Biggie was the type of person and cold enough to be able to be that versatile, and plenty of people fucked with that.
Yeah, for sure. And I will say, like we said before, if y'all remember Gorilla Black,
yes,
he came out, he sounded exactly like Big. People wore his ass out. If social media would have been around back then, it would have been game over for Duke. It was game over anyway, but it really would have been game over if Twitter and Instagram was around. Also, people went in on Shine when he first came out for sounding like Big, air quotes over sounding, because that's debatable. And people to this day wear Jay-Z out for quoting Big lines. Big had two albums. Even Cam said it. Come on, man. Big had two albums. You wildin'. Why are you biting this nigga shit? And he ain't got that much material, but that lends to how cold he was and how influential his sound and rap style was. Now, on to the second point, which you touched on a little bit, which was fashion. And I think this is an underrated part of Big's game, was how fashion influential he was. Niggas wasn't wearing two Jesus pieces, bro, before Biggie. Nigga, he was the first one to pump Versace shades and shirts. He was the first one to pump it, like rep it hard. Nigga, he was the first one. Well, he wasn't the first, but Tim's was heavy. Coogee was a little bit on. Niggas was kind of on Coogee, but he made it a hot song for sure.
Ugly fedora hats.
Them wacky, the lumberjacks.
Yeah.
Red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. I feel like that is the most underrated. Because Biggie was a flashy dude. Like, people like to give that to Puff.
Yeah, Big was fly.
Big was a fly, flashy dude. Niggas like to kind of give that lane to Puff because he came out with the shiny suits, the big expensive videos and shit. Mm-hmm. But really, low-key, Big need a little more credit in that area if you asking me.
I agree with that 1,000%. I feel like Big was heavily, heavily influencing the fashion culture now, still.
Yep.
And back then. And I also feel like that, like what you said too, he doesn't get enough credit. Like the Versace shades, like Big had to be fly. He was a fat, cross-eyed, black dog.
Like he said, black and ugly as ever. I'm not knocking
him. Yeah, like you said, black, ugly as ever. However, and the however was everything else. Like the nigga can hit you with a cool one-liner. He got the Versace shades on. He got the Versace. He owning that shit. That's why Ross owned it. That's why E-40 owned it. Fat Joe, they own it.
Yep.
I'm fat, I'm fly, nigga. I'm out here with no shirt on. I'm doing this at that.
Like me.
Still, nah.
I'm doing a show with no shirt on right now.
That's disgusting.
Fly as fuck.
I'm barely holding my dinner down. With that being said, that's it, dinner. No one from Nashville. With that being said.
Supper looking at it.
With that being said, I feel like Big was the first nigga to own it. Own, like, I'm not gonna let you go in on me because of this, because of my eye over here and the other one over there. I'm not gonna let you go in on me because I'm fat, black, ugly as ever. I'm not gonna let you do that.
He had the gals too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I am gonna do is be the smart, fly nigga in the room, the coldest rapper, all of this shit. I got the best green. Everything is on deck. I'm fucking with Puff. I'm the man.
Right.
And Big made that. As far as being a rapper, being a man, like what Rick Ross aims to be, and not saying that he doesn't do it, just because he comes into the mind. Just being the man, having that aura. Big had an aura that most rappers shoot for.
Jesus pieces, bro. That's crazy. Yeah. Niggas is rocking them right now as we speak. Somebody going to the club, putting a Jesus piece on, dude. Two of them. Crazy. So that heavy, heavy influence on the fashion game. I mean, my third point, and I think you touched on this a little bit too when you mentioned Total and Faith and shit. The rap feat, like the street rap guy on an R&B song. Big was on Total shit in 94, 95, dude, doing features on R&B shit. Faith, 112, but like making it hot, though.
That's a fact.
He was doing that before anybody. Like, this was even before Meth and Mary. Dude, if you go back and do your research, Meth and Mary came out in 95, and so did Total and Big, but it was early 95.
They ain't ask you that, man.
I'm just saying, man. I'm encyclopedia over here. That nigga changed the game with that. And then if you look at moving forward, that's when more people started doing it. Countless rappers have jumped on R&B songs. Like, that's the norm now.
You saying he set that trend?
I believe he made it hot. Because I can't think of anybody pre-95 that was doing it like that. Don't say LL, because he was just making songs for the gals. Mm-hmm. I Need Love, shit like that, Around the Way Girl. He wasn't hopping on other R&B people shit until he did the shit with Boyz II Men, which came after Big and Total.
Hey Lover.
Hey, which is a classic, by the way.
Explain.
So that, I think that was super dope of Big to be able to do that. And them songs was riding. Like, man, like that... Which is why that Bad Boy Greatest Hits shit is so lopsided, because of the R&B songs. You throw a rap dude on Mace on there, kind of took that he kind of took that flame and ran with it.
Is Big the best rapper ever?
From like just a technical standpoint?
Yeah, just as far as bars. Not like, might we be. Add everything else into it. As far as me getting in the studio and performing, I can do Juicy, or I can do I Should Die Tonight. I could do all of it.
I mean, he might be. He's probably got, if I was to go down top 10 verses I've ever heard, he's probably got like 4 of them.
I agree.
I'm going to be real. Like, dude got crazy bars, though. Like, and they're not too deep. They're not lyrical, miracle, spiritual shit. They're not too extra complicated, but they're layered. Like he cold, though. Like, and I believe Jay is that cold, too. Now, but Big was that cold 20 years ago.
At 25.
And at 25, 24. Yeah. So that's, dude, he nice.
Yeah, I agree. I would say, to me, my answer to that would be yes. I feel like that he's still influencing people in a way. You can still go back and listen to his stuff today and be entertained by it. Like, you could, I told a story about being in the barbershop and the kids, I asked them about Jesus and they laughed, right?
Right.
You could play Big, I feel like, for a teenager that appreciates hip-hop.
You so not Lil Yachty is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying someone who listens to Lil Yachty. You could play Big for them, and they would appreciate that more than Wayne, more than Jeezy.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out.
They're going to appreciate that more.
Wayne's sound is closer to what's going on today, because what's going on today is an offshoot of Wayne's shit, so they can resonate
with
that.
I'm not talking about the people that's just strictly listening to Playboi Carti and strictly listening to the mains.
That's the niggas in your barbershop, dude.
Nah, I ain't talking about, I'm saying somebody of that age.
Okay. That's fair.
Who listens to everything, right? If you were to present it to them and say, hey, look, check this out. They gonna listen to that and gravitate more to Big just because he was that cold before they do Wayne, before they do all the other stuff, because they will see how cold he was and his influences on all of those people.
I can agree with that. Maybe. The fourth point, man, we wanted to make was, and we also touched on briefly, was versatility. Dog. Mm-hmm. It don't matter what type of song it was.
Right.
I think Big might have been the first multifaceted dude that popped. He can give you the street shit. He can give you club shit. He can give you shit for the gals, the flashy shit, the deep shit, storytelling shit. Like, I don't know what he couldn't do. He had examples of all of that in dude's very short catalog. Was he before Pac with that, though? He might have touched on more shit than Pac. Because you could argue Pac could do that shit,
touched
too.
Touched on more shit than Pac?
I mean, in terms of just being able to rap different types of songs. He can give you the 10 crack commandments, but then also give you a club banger and Hypnotize. Then he could also make the ladies dance when Juicy came on.
Pac could, too.
He could also give you the flashy shit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Pac wasn't really a flashy dude like that,
was he? That's true. I give you that.
He also wasn't storytelling like that.
Brenda's got a baby?
Ah, I forgot about that. Is that better than I got a story to tell?
It ain't better, but it
or is on that level?
I mean, it's classic, though.
It is.
That's a classic hip-hop story.
That's a fact. Brenda's
got a baby. It's not better lyrically, nor does it paint the same picture. It was... Didn't they say Pac stole that from somebody, though?
I don't know. I ain't never heard that.
They said Pac stole that from the boy that we talked about not too long ago. That's another story for another day. With that being said, I feel like Brenda's Got a Baby is a cool story, but Big was more in-depth.
Next level.
Yeah, it was next level. It was if you're going to tell that story, then I got a better story that's way more entertaining. And that would be my thing. I feel like Big is more entertaining than every rapper ever.
Nah, see, now you just...
Other than your boy Drake. Like, Drake is an entertaining rapper.
Right.
I feel like Big was that entertaining. He never got the chance to do the stuff that Drake did. And not saying that he was saying on records or anything like that, but...
I don't want to hear Biggie sing.
Nah, I don't want to hear that at all. We heard that on...
The Double Disc?
Tough.
Yeah. I did like that song, though. Mm-hmm. No, I like that.
See?
Sing Big. No, sing, no, goddammit. No, go
no,
ahead.
No, no. With that being said, I feel like... being entertaining, he held that mark and made people strive for it. Like, he made you, even if you wanted to be a mainstream artist, you wanted to be underground because of his flow or whatever it may be, but just far as being entertainment for the audience and what you were gunning for, he made that popping in every aspect of the word.
The closest nigga to just having different hats in rap and being able to do different songs consistently was Jay. The only one he Snoop. Couldn't do was storytelling.
Snoop?
No. No. Being a lyricist at the same time, Snoop didn't really just have them bars like, and I'm going to come clean. Mm. But just being able to do just the street shit, the club shit, the lady shit, the fly shit, the semi-deep shit. Like, Jay could do that. He just couldn't really tell no stories like that. Or he just didn't choose to. He tried. Meet the Parents.
I mean, but Song Cries a Story.
No, that's just deep. To me, that's deep shit. That's like suicidal thoughts.
That's a story. That's a story. Song Cries a Story. You Must Love Me is a story.
No.
Those are stories, dude. Nah, like, don't knock not. That. They what do you have... mean? Jay can't tell a story like, nah, so you ain't expecting
or
him.
Biggie.
He ain't got to, but he has a different way of relaying it. And Song Cry, You Must Love Me, This Can't Be Life. Those are stories.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God.
No, they're not.
How not? What do you mean, like, no, they're not?
Those are just deep, like, introspective songs about
my
life or not seeing my dad and stuff like that. Like, it's just deep shit. That's not necessarily a story, like, three bars.
What do you mean it's not a story? He telling you about it? It's a story.
It's only a verse, bro. It's only a verse on the This Can't Be Life, dude. Like,
okay,
that's not a story,
okay, You
bro.
Must Love Me is three verses. Song Cries, three verses.
Yeah. That's deep, like, emotional shit. That's deep emotional shit.
You Must Love Me and Song Cry.
I gotta go back and listen to him. It's been
a minute. Please do.
Let me ask you a question, though. Mm-hmm. Big will be 45 now. If he was still alive, would he be fucking with Puff?
Puff?
Yes.
Nah.
Would him and Puff still be close?
Nope.
Why not? When did they
fall
out?
There's no record on, like, there's nothing that shows me that Puff would be that consistently cool with an artist. Like, I ain't seen him stick around nobody that long. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though Big was the greatest rapper ever, Puff has no track record of sticking around any artist that long. So I feel like it would have went the same way with Big. Even though he was that cold, Big would have had to get his shit together, go on and start his own label, go on and sign with somebody else like Def Jam, and that's what would have happened had he lived. I just don't think that him and Puff would have rocked out like, oh, this is my best friend, this is my boy, he got me on. Like, nah, it's not gonna happen. Because Puff got ulterior motives. I'm trying to be a billionaire.
I mean, that's true. And I will say this. I agree, too, by the way. I don't think they'd be fucking with each other. And if you remember a dude named Mark Curry, who used to be on...
He got the book.
Bad Boy. He had the book called Dancing with the Devil. Shitting on Puff, for lack of a better phrase. But he also did an interview who said... And he said Biggie was 1 foot out the door already.
You're tough.
And which a lot of people claim that's why he dropped the double disc. To kind of speed up those album, those contract obligations. He was trying to hurry up and drop, because that counts as two when you do that. So he was trying to do that. He was trying to get out of there. Even in the book, he said Puff used to charge his artists for his features on they shit. This nigga Puff would
nigga
feature on his artist shit and then
D-Bo
charge them.
On there, though. Like, not even that, just D-Bo on there. Not right. Even like... Do you want me to get on there because I charge? Like, nah, I need to get on there to make it hot, and I'm finna tax you.
That's crazy.
Come on, bro.
So, and then if you look at his track record, look at the Free Locks campaign that went on. They openly went out on the radio and said they were getting jerked. Strong by Puff. Look how he did Shine, bro.
Where is any artist that was with Bad Boy? Like, they don't exist.
Look how he did Shine, bro. Different lawyers, bro. Nigga did 10. Mm-hmm. Did he throw Shine? Probably got him deported, honestly.
I was just going to say, Shine can't even come to the U.S.
You think he threw him a bag, though, when he got him? When he?
Hell no.
Really?
No.
For wow.
What? For what? Why? I'm Puff. Puff
damn.
Ain't like...
You don't believe in karma?
Puff
nothing?
That
God,
arrogant.
Damn.
To me, like, you make a nigga walk to the stove for cheesecake, that ain't for TV.
Yeah, he would have done that with or without cameras. Yeah,
like, it don't matter if the camera's there or not. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Shine, you did it. Okay, cool. You was lucky to be around me. That's how Puff looking at
That's
it.
A cold motherfucker, boy.
That's Puff. Lucius, what is it on Empire? Lucius Hair or whatever the nigga name is.
Yeah, I don't
Empire.
Watch that shit.
Yeah, Lucius. He Lucius.
Damn. All right, man. Y'all let us know in the rap chat, where would Big be right now? Would he still be doing music? Would he be in movies? Would he be doing books? Would he have his own label with Jay-Z up under it? Who knows? Mm-hmm. Let us know what y'all think. Let's get to this song break real quick.
What we got?
Biggest remix of the year.
Biggest remix of the year.
Is most Puff- hyped remix okay. of the year.
Is Puff involved?
No.
He's a king of remixes.
Take that,
know.
Take that. Future Mask Off remix featuring Kendrick Lamar. This is big, man. I gotta see what this sound like, cause this has to be, this is Future's biggest song ever. Shout out to March Madness.
Just finna say March Madness.
Shout out to March Madness. That didn't get a remix with Kendrick. Let's check it out. See what Kendrick did great on this point. Mask Off.
I got a halo. I level up every time God says so. Shoot on payroll. Looking like Pancho. Looking like Pedro. When the street from Tarzan. 10 dividend go grow when I say grow. Kung Fu Kenny with the Midas touch. Ain't no penny that I don't touch. Y'all my enemy bite on dust. Ain't no talking when it's fatal. Having heart I can't tell. Wait. Half of y'all might need help. Wait. I might fall in Rodale. Bitch. I might ball in Australia. Say no more. I might call a full rail. Say no more. All I ask go unveil. Wind blows in the windows and the smack in with a Vic blow. She got me elected for. No who we said. Plan them. Gotta look at self and ask what happened. How y'all let a conscious nigga go commercial while only making conscious albums? How y'all let the braids on TV? How y'all let the hood at the table? Now y'all don't even know how to rate them. Niggas looking like I'm a creative player. Everybody who didn't pay respect, gotta fess up now and pay your debts. Gotta lay something down to make a threat. Gotta say something now, don't hold your breath. How you mean I ain't floating? I got the salt, got the potion. I got a all like a potions and emotions. I put career in the Goshen's and put the body in the ocean. I made an oath when my nigga told me to go in. Then he died on a cold bench. All my old friends living life on a slow end. Gotta keep shit rolling. It's deep.
It's deep.
I done fuck so much I can't sleep. I done fuck so much I'm retired. I'm about to live my life through day three. She said she broke down when Prince died.
Right,
bitch, my
right.
hair down. Prince lived through me.
I am Prince.
Get your ass up and be inspired. You know how many bodies in the street. Take
many.
The mask off so you can see.
Purpose it. That was K Dot hopping on that mask off. What we think about that?
What,
it's not a classic?
No.
Kendrick did something that wasn't a classic? Wow.
Relax, kid. Relax. Calm down. Pipe down.
You like it or not?
No, it's cool. I mean, I didn't need three different flows. I didn't need that in-depth Kendrick on Mask Off. Like Future says 7 words probably total on the whole song. So I feel like it was an overload from Kendrick to hop on that and people to expect it to be like flat out banging. I liked the verse. I liked it, what he did. I just didn't need the three different cadences or three different styles of I feel like it was too much for that beat. He didn't need that much. He could have just flat out went in, ripped it with that middle part talking about you letting the braids on TV, you letting the hood niggas at the table. That like that type flow all the way through would have been dope.
Yeah, the verse was entirely too long. By the time he was ripping it toward the end, I was already over it. But he did have some shit.
You don't like Kendrick Lamar, though.
Now I don't like Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to have to listen to it maybe one or two more times to just really digest what it was that he was saying. Maybe it went off my head. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But I am slick disappointed in that. I had higher hopes for that.
I miss the days when there were real remixes, though.
I do,
like,
too.
He would have killed this had they, like, did a remix and got, like, somebody, like, whoever else hot on here.
Maybe 4 or 5 niggas on here?
Nah, I only, like, 3.
That'll be, okay.
Like, 3. Like, Kendrick and 2 other niggas in Future.
Give
like,
me a posse cut. I don't need the hook. Just niggas going back to back, just snapping.
Yeah, but I need a whole nother beat for Kendrick at the end, closing it out, murdering it. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
And then, like, give me some filler niggas. Like, I don't need nobody that's necessarily too popping or where it's going to be like, oh, he got the power team on there like Khaled just did with Bieber and them. But just something that's worthy of Mask Off, like Puff style, like back when they used to do remixes, or Jermaine Dupri style when he used to do remixes. Maybe even switch the beat up a little bit.
Make, you know, a splash, something like that. Dog, fuck that. Get a name that nobody would expect. but it would work.
Who?
I mean, Kendrick is a splash in itself. You don't think Kendrick when you think that beat right there or that song.
So who else?
So give me Kendrick with a 16. Give me... Big Sean won't work because they slick beefing. But that would have been a moment.
That
would have been it.
That's what I was thinking, but then the beef thing held me back from that.
That would have been a moment, though. If them niggas both snapped on them, what? But they feel like they got too much to lose because Kendrick would have got out-rapped by Big Sean. He'd have been hot.
That's a fact.
But just switch the beat up just a little bit. Keep the flute. Just flip the flute. Do something.
Put Ross on there.
Nah, be too fast for Ross.
But you still got to try it, though.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Slow it down.
Delete that file.
Nah, do the real remix it, though. Slow it down. Flip the beat.
Gotcha.
Like, put Ross on. Like, if you gonna go for that, because
that'll be hard.
With the power circle, Ross owe you that.
That'll be hard.
Throw Ross and you throw Future on there. And to wrap it up, who you got?
I don't know. I gave my suggestion.
You know what? Two Chainz.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Two Chainz on that mask off?
I'm good.
Yes, I need that.
So good.
I need that, actually.
Chainz off.
Chainz, do that. Do that mask off.
Just
jack the whole beat, bro.
Don't do that.
True.
All right, let's get to the question of the week.
What's that?
MMGANR.
VP. Get it right.
VP?
Yep.
Nah, he's shaking it then. My bad. VP. MMG VP. Yeah. Dallas. What was his last name?
Martin.
Dallas Martin. He was on a podcast called It's the Real. It's a dope podcast if you're not on it. And he was given a preview of what you could expect from the MMG camp this year. And he made a hot take about an artist that they're going to sign, man. Let's hear what it is that he has to say and see if we can guess who he's talking about. Check it out.
Who else do we have to look forward to from your roster?
We're going to announce the signing of somebody really special from the West Coast. His album's going to drop this year. And that's
been a long time coming.
Yes. It's been a long, but... I honestly feel like this dude made a classic album.
And by the way, people who have been on this podcast have talked about this signing before. This is a long time coming. Yeah. Is this really going to happen?
It's done. I can show you the text message right now.
Let me show you the text.
It's getting mixed right now.
You heard him. There's a West Coast artist, a prominent West Coast artist, with a classic in the can right now, waiting to be stamped with that MMG logo. Allegedly, he has signed to MMG. Whoever this is, he is talking about. What is your guess as to who the fuck this is?
I'm going with Game.
The Game?
Yeah, The Game. And the reason why I go with The Game is because he tossing around classic. He tossing around prominent.
There's only two prominent West Coast artists. Right. Well, it might be three.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair.
That can make a classic album.
Absolutely.
Like Game has, he's got a classic album.
He does?
He's got, documentary.
Right. One last time you listened to him. I'm asking to see if it holds up because it's been a minute.
That's true. Maybe a year ago?
All right.
Maybe.
Fair enough.
With that being said, I feel like that's a classic album. So if anybody has the cloth to make a classic album in 2017, I feel like it would be Game. I shy away from probably the person that you're going to pick because I don't feel like somebody like the VP of MMG would float it out there for that person to be like, hey, this is a classic album and this is really his first major release.
So the person, thank you for the mini spoiler alert.
I got you.
The person who I think it is, and fuck it, I know who it is, it's Nipsey Hussle. The fact that Nipsey Hussle has been out of the spotlight for about 2 years now, I feel like that's the paperwork being drawn up. That's the negotiations. His album Marathon, I think, is supposed to have been called.
He's Mailbox to, Money was the last one.
I mean, yeah, that was the last one. But the one that he's been pumping for the last couple the years last is Marathon. Mailbox Money was the last album. Then the one before that was
the other ones were mixtapes. Okay, so I got you.
Right. Crenshaw. Mm-hmm. Some people, you could argue Crenshaw was a classic mixtape.
Yeah,
you could argue that. So I think he is fully capable of making a classic album. But I listened to that interview, and the guy Dallas came off as a super fan anyway. So for him to say something is a classic, I can see the fan coming out of him. Mm-hmm. And shit sound a whole lot different when you're in the studio and that shit is banging through $1 million sound systems.
That's true.
Like, shit sounds amazing in studios.
But I don't think he would.
Not to say that Nipsey can't make a classic or that Game can't make a classic.
I feel like Game is more inclined to be straddled with that classic album thing in today's landscape. I don't feel like Dallas, as far as the career that I heard from him describe on It's The Real, would be the type of person that would say, hey, this is a classic album from Nipsey, being it's one of his early major products. And I don't think that he in that position in his career where he delivering a classic on MMG yet. Like, Meek ain't got a classic on MMG. Wale ain't got a classic on MMG. So for Meek, it being his first major release, for Nipsey,
if it's him,
being his first major release on a big label like MMG, for it to be called a classic from someone who's worked with Juelz, from someone who's worked with Meek prior, from someone who's worked with big artists in the game with Def Jam and Warner or whatever it may be. He's worked with all of these people and done all of these things. I don't feel like he would put that pressure on a Nipsey Hussle.
The giveaway for me was them saying this has been a long time coming. And the rumor mill has been spinning heavily for Nipsey to sign with MMG for years now. Even Nipsey has came out and said it, that they were working on that. And I believe...
But it's been spinning with Game, too.
Not as heavy as Nipsey, though. But you can find an article.
It's been there.
If you Google hard enough.
You can find a couple articles.
You can find articles of him signing with Cash Money. You can find articles of him signing with MMG. You can find articles of him signing with everybody because he's a free agent.
No, just MMG and Cash Money.
You can find articles of Game signing with Murder, Inc., like, Rock Nation, Slip and Slide.
You read that on The Onion.
No Limit.
That's alternate. Those are alt facts, dude.
Good Music.
Alternate facts.
Wrong. He's been tied to everybody. This is Nipsey. I can't wait for this album. It probably is fire. Mm. Classic is a strong word, but it probably is banging. I've been waiting on new Nipsey for years. I got to have it.
I wouldn't be mad if it was Nipsey. I expect it to be Game, but if it's Nipsey, I'm there for it. I'm streaming it all day on my Apple Music account. Yep, I'm there for it.
Can you picture Nipsey on them Rick Ross beats, dude? That's going to be fucking ridiculous.
That's fire.
God damn, I can't wait to hear that shit. I hope it's him.
I need a Ross executive produced album. Oof. I need that.
Man, that's going to be on time.
That's a fact.
New music. It's some new music out right now, man.
What you listening to?
Of course, your boy David Banner came out. Did you listen to that God Box?
God Box. I listened to some of it. I ain't finished it yet. I got to sit down with it still, but I ain't got to it yet.
Fair enough.
Have you?
I did. I listened to it. It's not as bad as I thought.
But
David Banner, my boy, he just got to stop rapping, though. Mm-hmm. It's not connected.
It don't stick no more.
Yeah, it's not connected.
He said this is the best album ever, like, created in history.
You have to say that, though.
Okay. Because it's called God Boxing.
You have to. Yeah. It got to be something.
I got you.
Faith and B.I.G. album came out.
I don't believe you're talking about
The King and I. You're not checking for Faith and Big duet album?
Nope.
Best of Both Worlds shit?
Nope.
Remember they were supposed to have a video with a hologram?
Where'd she get these Big verses from?
They all old. These not new.
Ah, she's just like recycling off old songs that already came out.
These ain't new Big verses. This would be a way bigger deal if it was new Big verses.
Who cleared this shit?
I don't know. It's 25 tracks if anybody wants
25.
To check it out. Yeah, it's okay. Interludes and skits and shit. But
get out of here, man.
I'm good on it. T-Wayne came out, that T-Pain Lil Wayne collaboration project that was supposed to drop in 2009.
I'm good.
That came out the other day.
Yeah, I'm good.
You didn't check it out?
Nope.
Snoop never left, like we said.
That's banging. I like Snoop. I don't know why. I have no desire to listen to old T-Pain and Lil Wayne tracks, but I did check out that Snoop when it dropped because I was just browsing through Apple Music, and I'm fucking with it. I fuck with that Snoop.
I do too. I fuck with the beginning. It tails off a little toward the end.
It does.
But That's I do like it.
That's a fact.
And finally, Gucci Mane Drop Top WAP drops drop this Friday.
Hey, listen. Verses are $250 a pop. After Drop Top WAP comes out, that's what Gucci said.
$250,000
for a verse.
You won't be hearing Gucci on nobody's song anytime soon.
Gucci said, after Drop Top WAP come out, I'm charging $250,000 a verse.
I will say this, though. It's entirely produced by Metro Boomin. It's about 10 songs, all Metro Boomin, Gucci Mane. I'm not gonna lie. If anything, them beats are gonna be hitting.
Tough.
You can guarantee that.
He dropped a video today.
He did? I need to check it out. So y'all be on the lookout for that Drop Top WAP, formerly Drop Top Wizop, but he changed it. Yeah, man, so that's new music. What you got on deck for this weekend, bro?
What is this, Labor Day, Memorial Day? What is
some
this
holiday?
One of them holidays. So I'm just happy to have like an extended weekend.
Absolutely.
Shout out the Karate in the Garage tour coming down to the A. We're gonna be in the building. Ooh. And checking that out. Don Tripp, Star Lito, Red Dot.
Yeah, man, Scotty ATL, and some surprises.
Surprise guests. Yeah, we're gonna be in the building for that. Getting our own deck on.
Absolutely.
Other than that, man, I hope to find me some good grilled food. Maybe hit a pool or something. Let's do that.
Shit. That's a high little weekend right there, man. I'm with you. Since it's a holiday weekend, man, and our 4-year anniversary just passed, shout out to all the love that was shown on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We appreciate y'all. Fuck it, man. I'm dropping the website this weekend. Fuck it. New website. New video reviews.
You ain't got no bombs or nothing? Like,
I ain't got no flex bombs. I ain't got no clue bombs. What you doing, man? Fuck it. We're dropping the website this weekend. New network name, new brand.
What's the name of it?
I don't know yet. They got to find out.
How the fuck they going to find out? They listening right now.
They have to listen. They have to follow On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Follow Full Sport Press. Follow Fresh for Dummies. Follow Ladies Room.
Okay.
You will see the brand new site this weekend to celebrate our 4 years in the game. We'll have t-shirts on there. We'll have brand new videos.
Shirts and your Full Sport Press shirts.
Absolutely.
And new stuff coming soon.
And we did a couple videos too. Season 2.
Oh, the video review show.
Absolutely.
We'll name this video review. We'll name this show later.
Absolutely.
Jack Joe West like that.
First video, YG. You know we had to do that YG video.
Tip drill.
The 2017 tip drill. That's the first video that will also be on the site. Man, so y'all check that shit out. We appreciate y'all support, and we love those 5-star ratings on iTunes. Please keep them coming. They do a world of difference. Y'all just don't know.
Yes, keep the rap chat popping. Keep popping up with those different conversations, those different topics, different things so we can chime in on, give us ideas for the show. We love that the community is conversating with us, so support the real as always.
Absolutely, man. We'll see y'all next week.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.